I'm here, okay? You know what? We can stop right here for a bit. There we go. Come here. I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe with me for a bit. You didn't deserve anything that happened in there. I want you to know that. That was cruel. I don't think there's another word for it. I know. And you were so brave for that. You were so brave for opening up, for being honest with them, and they took your word and they twisted it. Instead of listening, instead of trying to have some form of compassion, they essentially turned your pain into a weapon. Calling you unstable? And over dramatic, yeah. It's just disgusting. It was brave. Maybe it was. To say what you said? That took an enormous amount of courage opening up like that. Trying to be honest with someone who's made you feel unsafe for so long? and the way that they just threw your past in your face. There was no concern that was just cruelty masked as caring. I hate that they do that to you. You're not allowed to hurt without being too emotional. That you're not allowed a break without being called lazy. That you're not allowed to feel anxious without being dramatic. I know how hard you fight. You work so hard. You fought for everything that you have. For all the stability that you do have right now. You're not broken. You're not unstable. You're not dramatic. You're none of those things. You feel deeply. You have an enormous amount of compassion in you. You've been through the dark. Still, you choose to keep going. You know, it's that silent strength that people like them are never gonna understand. They will never understand what it's like to be in your shoes. Because they won't even try. Blame yourself for that. No, honestly, no, please don't. It's not your fault. Listen, you chose to give them another chance. You chose to trust them. And you'd think your parents would be some... You'd think you'd be able to trust your parents. Right? They're the people who are supposed to love you for thick and thin. You're not. This isn't overreacting. Honestly, exactly how I think most people would react to a situation like this. You know what I think it is? They just want to dismiss the truth because it makes them uncomfortable. Are afraid of what they don't know. They're afraid to acknowledge your pain. Maybe because they're a part of causing it. I wish you would have grown up with support. With love, with someone who told you that struggling is a human thing, and there's wonderful help out there, and that you deserve to get that. wish you would have been told that you're brave. Instead of being weak. That you're recovering from moments of pain. Instead of being called lazy. I wish they would have hugged you. Instead of calling you too sensitive. And reassured you when you were anxious. That's the kind of love that you deserve. Not this. This is the furthest thing from love. And you opening up like this. Telling them that you've been suffering for so long, and that you decided to get help for it. And this is how they react. Says everything about them, and nothing, nothing about you. I wish that too, baby. It's okay to be upset right now. To be angry. I'm angry on your behalf. Tired of pretending to be okay when you're not. Tired of making up stories for them not to worry. Tired of wearing that mask. I don't know, sweetie. I believe that people can't change. People can't grow. If there only is a willingness to do that, it's up to them to prove that to you. To prove yourself to them, it's the other way around. And unless they reach out with an apology, I don't think you need to. I think you deserve a hell of a lot better. You know, you can't choose who you're related to. Eventually, in life, you do get a chance to choose who you spend time with, and who are the people that get get your time, and get your love. Reserve that for people who deserve it. Who deserve you. You know, not just anyone deserves this amazing person. You deserve love. Okay. Yeah, we can stay like this. As long as you need, okay? As long as you need. I love you more, though. Impossible. Impossible. I love you most. No. That's where I want to be.